from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Leaders of Venezuelan opposition taken from homes in middle of the night. Associated Press today reporting some strange goings-on in the political volatile Venezuela. Allies of Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma have said that he's been taken from his home by authorities while under house arrest. Ledezma, a former Caracas mayor, was detained in 2015. The wife of fellow opposition leader Leopoldo López said that he was also taken into custody by authorities overnight. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, claiming victory in Sunday's election of a new constituent assembly on Monday, mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him.
No me intimidan.
Mr. Maduro told supporters he won't be intimidated by threats and sanctions from the imperialists. He also called the election a mandate to radically alter Venezuela's political system. The government said more than 8 million people turned out for Sunday's election, while the opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers. Mr. Maduro's defiant Attorney General, Luisa Ortega Diaz, proclaimed the new assembly not legitimate. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agreed.
You see the end of the Constitution of Venezuela. And this is happening, obviously, at an accelerated pace in recent months in the Maduro regime. But this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people, and in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
This is VOA News. A senior Kenyan election official was found dead Monday, 3 days after he disappeared and just a week before national elections. Kenyan officials said Chris Masando had been tortured before he died. The Electoral Commission chairman is Wafulu Chebukati.
In our mind as a commission, the only issue is who killed him and why. And that's the question that must be answered.
He called for beefed up security for election commission members to ensure a free and fair election. An opposition spokesman said Masando's death is an attempt to drive a dagger into the heart of the August 8th election. Washington said it is reviewing its options after Russia ordered hundreds of U.S. diplomatic staff out of the country in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions over Moscow's Ukraine policy and alleged involvement in last year's U.S. election. Many of an estimated 60% of staff are actually locally hired Russians. Brookings Institution senior fellow Steve Pfeiffer in Washington said Russia had few options with which to strike back.
Bear in mind what Congress did was action with regards to economic sanctions on Russia that most economists are saying are having an impact that's probably costing the Russian economy about 1% of gross domestic product when you look at American and European sanctions combined.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to the sanctions will not deter U.S. commitment to its security and that of its allies. Speaking Tuesday during a visit to Georgia, the vice president said the sanctions bill that Donald Trump will soon sign sends a very clear message that with Russia's activities in Ukraine and its support for Iran and Syria, its posture has to change.
President Trump has called on Russia to cease its destabilizing activities. And my purpose here today is to reinforce that message to the people of Georgia.
Congress overwhelmingly passed the sanctions bill punishing Russia. The Trump administration on Monday said it will begin shipping coal to Ukraine for the first time as the East European country tries to end its reliance on Russia. The agreement between Ukraine's state-run agency and the Pennsylvania-based Xcoal Energy and Resources expected to see some 700,000 tons of coal delivered by year's end. In Turkey, nearly 500 people arrested in the wake of last year's failed coup have gone on trial accused of conspiring to oust the government. They are accused of trying to orchestrate the attempted takeover from a Turkish airbase northwest of the capital of Ankara. In the tiny West African country of Senegal, the ruling Benobac-Yakar coalition claimed it won a landslide victory in legislative elections on Sunday, bolstering President Macky Sall's bid for another term in 2019. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.